Proclamation number 4474 of 2nd of November, 1948. Working Charity. Union with God. Laboring neighborly love connects you with me. That is why you should practice it. Otherwise I cannot stay near you. Otherwise I am not present to you. But how does it look in the world? How far away are people from me because they live without love, because they only have their own well-being in mind and don't pay attention to their fellow human beings' hardship? They are far away from me. You humans don't know what it means when I cannot be present to you. You don't know how powerless you are. How little you can do for your spiritual development, which, after all, is the aim and purpose of your earthly life. You are without light and without strength, even though you are powerful on earth and create earthly great things. If you don't have love, then all your striving on earth is futile, for the death of the body puts an end to everything. You have to leave behind everything you created on earth. For only works of love will follow you into eternity. And yet I want to win you for eternity. I want you to warm yourselves in the rays of my Sun of Love, that you live in light and bliss, that you long for me and I can always and constantly satisfy your longing. I want to make you aspirants of my kingdom and possess you forever. And all this is your share as soon as you are active in love, as soon as you practice active neighborly love and thus draw me to you, who is love myself. Try it out, muster the will to perform services of neighborly love, in thought of me distribute gifts which you have received from me yourselves and which make yourselves happy. Never let your neighbor go hungry if he asks you for gifts of love. Put your selfish love aside and you'll feel the success by mentally occupying yourselves with me, by looking for the truth, and you'll also find it, for then you'll live in love by yourselves because my nearness impels you to it. With my nearness I make everyone happy who is active in neighborly love for the sake of my word. Keep this commandment, and if you are the only one to fulfill it, it will truly be enough to secure my closeness for you. And if you are thus united with me, then you are also one for the spiritual kingdom. You must fulfill this commandment if you want to become blessed. You must help each other in spiritual as well as in earthly adversity, so that I can then also help you to the same extent. I can only approach you when you prove your love to me by expressing it to your fellow human being. You are all my creatures, you are my children and I your father from eternity, and thus you should also treat each other well, that you do good to each other, that you alleviate hardship and provide help where it is needed. Then I will be constantly present to you. And in the awareness of my presence you will already find the peace on earth which I have promised you. Amen.